Mark, the 11th chapter. Turn to Mark, the 11th chapter. Hello, I'm glad you've called today. I hope we have a message that will challenge your heart to live godly in Christ Jesus. Mark 11, verse 25. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your heavenly Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. I want you to know today, as we hunger and thirst after righteousness, as we desire to know God and be in that inner court, the Holy of Holies, the only place where the true presence of God, where you touch him and he touches you, he dwells in you and you dwell in him. It's amazing. But a reminder, when you're praying, when you're doing all your holy work, when you're doing all your work for God, if ye have aught against any, and you know what? Sometimes aught is very justifiable, but you've got to lay it down and you've got to forgive. What did Christ say on the cross? You better learn it. I better learn it. Forgive them. They don't know what they do. They know not what they do. Yeah, some people do know better, but keep that attitude. Now, there's many different positions we can pray in. We could preach a message on the different positions to pray in and why and what and where and how. But here, Jesus is giving you a condition of answered prayer, being right with God, so that when you pray, you remember, wow, if I'm going to go into God, am I consecrated? Is there anybody I've wronged? Is there anybody offended with me? Have I wronged someone? And you want to have it right. So forgive, so God can forgive you. You can go to Matthew 18 and get the same message in another story. But if you do not, that's verse 26, Mark 11, 26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Let us learn to love one another. You know, one man told me this one time. He said, the good things men do to you, chisel them in stone. The bad things people do to you, write them in sand, write them in dust, so when it rains, they're no more remembered. I like that. But forgiveness of man is a condition for forgiveness from God. To maintain forgiveness, you need to maintain forgiving. That's right. Good word. We can echo this all through the New Testament. Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Well, let's forgive. Let's love. Let's be gentle. Let's be kind. Let's be simple. Let's be childlike. God bless you today.